Hi, and welcome to this iPhone 10 demo. This is actually my wife's iPhone 10, Ellen. And what you might find during this podcast demo is that because my wife does a lot on social media with her business Stamping Up, you might hear some notifications. So rather than me going back and re-editing those sounds and notifications, I'm probably going to leave them in the recording. All right, so let's just start from a physical description of the iPhone 10 itself. So as we all know, it's the 5.8-inch diagonal screen. You don't have any physical home button or haptic button whatsoever down the bottom, so the whole screen is top to bottom, left to right. You've got the notch at the top in the middle, which everybody who is sighted apparently complains about. And then on the back of the phone, it's more nice and shiny glass. And of course, that's the wireless charging area. If you happen to have one of the wireless chargers like I've got the Belkin Charge Up wireless charger. Also on the back, on the left-hand side, rather than having the oval protruding glass over the camera horizontally, that's now vertical. So it's in portrait now rather than in the landscape. On the left-hand side towards the top, we've got the normal controls of the mute side switch up and down. And then below that, we've of course got our normal volume up and volume down. And on the right-hand side, we've got the power button, which Apple now calls the side button. That's actually a longer button that you'll find on the other iPhone. So if I just grab my iPhone 8 here, it's basically double the length of the power button on the iPhone 8. Your SIM card slot is in the normal spot. It is on the iPhones in general anyway, and that's on the right-hand side, round about the middle. On the right-hand side, you stick the tool in there, a little tray pops out, stick your SIM card in, push it back in, and off you go. And then, of course, down the bottom of the iPhone 10, we've got our Lightning connector, stereo, and the microphone and speaker. And, of course, you've got another speaker at the top of the iPhone 10, which you can fill with a little grid over it. So, basically, on the front face of the iPhone 10, the only thing you feel physically now is the little grid at the top of the actual phone where the speaker is. There's, as I said before, there's no more physical home button or haptic button down the bottom of the phone. It's all screen. So let me unlock it. I'm just going to press the side button.
8:53 a.m. One notification.
And I'll go through these gestures in a minute. I'm going to drag my finger up from the bottom of the screen.
Passcode field. 04 value.
Now, this is my wife's phone, so I'm just going to enter in our temporary PIN number here.
Calendar. Monday, the 4th of December.
Okay, so these gestures that replicate the use of the home button are actually really straightforward, and I've only been using this for a couple of days, and I actually find it's actually quite nice to use. So the way it works is that you drag your finger up from the bottom of the screen until you hear the first tone or vibrate, and that is your home button function. If you keep dragging your finger up to the second tone and vibrate, that's the app switcher. So let me just do that now. I'm going to do the app switcher first. So I'm going to drag my finger up from the bottom of the screen. First one, second one, tap my finger off.
App switcher, camera, active.
Okay, and there's the app switcher. So if I flick to the left,
settings, active.
And double tap on settings.
Settings.
I'm in settings now, which means I can now use the home button function to come back out, go back to the home screen. So same deal, tap my finger to the bottom of the screen and drag it up.
Calendar.
Okay, and there we go. So the first bleep you heard was the home function being engaged. And then, as I said, the first one you get to when you drag your finger up is home, and the second one, if you drag your finger up further, is the app switcher. So that's the home button function and the app switcher function. Let's do the same for the control center and the notifications. It's going from the top of the phone down. So tap my finger up the top of the screen, bring it down.
Airplane mode, switch button, off.
Okay, so that's control center. So again, you heard it invoke the function with the first tone, and then the first one that I came down to when I was dragging my finger is control center. And the way to come out of control center, of course, I can just do a two-finger scrub on the screen.
Calendar. And Monday, I'm back out again.
Drag my finger from the top of the screen.
Notifications. 8:56 a.m.
Okay, one notification. There's notification center. So two-finger scrub again.
Calendar. Monday, the 4th of December.
Okay, back to the home screen again. They're really straightforward once you get used to doing it. What the trick really is, I think, is that make sure you're dragging your finger from the bottom going up or the top going down. Otherwise, if I just do this, I'll just touch the bottom of the screen. It's not going
to
work because you're literally just doing the touch on the screen to get VoiceOver to read. You've got to be dragging your finger up or down the screen as you interact with the phone physical screen itself. Now, I'm assuming this is for transition purposes only, but Apple still allows you to do the three-finger flick up and down from the status bar at the top to bring up notifications or the control center. So if I touch the status line, top of the screen.
858, status bar item.
And flick up.
Airplane mode, switch button, off. Double tap to toggle
setting. There's the control center, two-finger scrub.
Calendar.
And
Monday,
same deal again, touch top of the screen.
Calendar, 859, status bar item.
And by the way, that's the clock on the top left-hand side of the status bar, because the status bar, because of the notch in the middle, is laid out differently, but I'll get to that in a minute. Okay, so on the status bar, now if I do a three-finger flick down.
Notifications, 8:59 a.m.
There's the notification center. But as I said, I'm assuming that's only a transition period, because I can't see any reason for having two gestures to do exactly the same functions. All right, so two-finger scrub again.
Calendar, Monday.
Okay, so let's have a look at the status line. So if I touch the top of the screen.
9 o'clock, status bar item.
Okay, there's the time. I'll drag my finger across.
Location tracking on, image,
location
status
tracking.
Bar item.
There's the notch in the middle.
One of four bars, signal strength.
And then one of
status
four
bar
bars, that's my cellular strength.
Three of three Wi-Fi bars. Tell
three of three Wi-Fi bars is my Wi-Fi
item.
Network.
99% battery power, not charging.
And there's my battery indication. All right, so that's the status line. And even though you've got the notch in the middle, you can still flick left and right on the status line. So if I flick to the left.
Three of three Wi-Fi bars. Telstra 60B
493. Three of three Wi-Fi bars.
One of four bars. Signal
strength. One of four bars.
Location tracking on.
We've just jumped across the notch. And that's location tracking.
9 o'clock. Status bar item.
9 o'clock.
9 o'clock.
That's as far as we can
go.
So I flick back to the right again.
Location tracking on. Image. One of four bars.
We've just jumped over the notch. There's my cellular strength.
Three of three Wi-Fi bars. Telstra
Wi-Fi strength.
98% battery power.
And battery.
Not charging. Status bar item.
Okay, so practically you can still treat the status line with VoiceOver the same way you do on the iPhone 8, etc. All right, so I'm just going to touch the rest of the screen.
98% battery power, remote.
To come back out of there. All right, now I want to show you how to do reachability. So let's make sure it's on first. So I'm going to actually just ask Siri. Hey Siri, open accessibility settings.
Let's settings, general.
Let me flick down to
magnify, display, comment, speech, larger text, bold text, button shapes, increase contrast, reduce motion, on slash off labels, off, face ID and attention.
And we'll get back to that in face ID and attention in a minute.
Interaction, reachability, on.
Okay, so mine's currently on.
Setting.
If I just double tap on it, turns it off. If I double tap on it again,
on.
Turns it back on again. All right, now here's the trick with the reachability. Remember when I said when you drag your finger up from the bottom of the screen, you'll get the first click to know that you've invoked the home function. And then you drag your finger up the screen, and the first one you get to after that is the home button function itself. Well, if you then drag your finger back down the screen in one motion, so you're doing a drag up and a drag down, you'll actually invoke the reachability function when you've got it turned on. Of course, that pulls the icons from the top of the screen down towards the middle part of the screen, so you can reach it with one hand. So that's what's called reachability. So up and down. Okay, that's how easy it is. If I do it again. Okay, and again. So the trick is I like to just flick my finger down after I hear the home button click. So have another listening in. Okay, because if I do it this way, have a listen to this one. Take my finger off, nothing happens. Because I can sit here and do up, down, up, down, tap my finger up, nothing happens. All right, so remember when you hit the home button function click in the vibrate, you flick your finger down. So here we go again, drag my finger up, flick down. Okay, drag it, flick down, and I've turned off reachability. The screen's back to normal. And by the way, after a couple of seconds, reachability will turn off anyway. So if I take my finger up from the bottom of the screen, drag it up, flick down, and just wait. One Mississippi, 2 Mississippi, 3 Mississippi, 4. Oh, there you go. So that's about 4 seconds, not 2. All right, so I'm going to leave that on for the moment because you really can't actually invoke it without physically doing that drag up and down, which is actually quite a nice change because if you double tap on the home button on the other versions of the iPhone with a physical home button and the haptic button in the 7 and 8, you can actually invoke quite easily reachability if you've got it turned on. As we're still in accessibility settings, let me go on to the top of the screen.
General, back button.
And let's flick through.
Vision,
back down to
zoom,
face
display,
and attention.
Speech, larger text, bold text, button shapes, increase contrast, reduce motion, on slash off labels, off, face ID and attention, button.
Okay, so face ID.
Button.
Okay, double tap on that.
Selected, accessibility, face ID, and require attention for face ID, on.
Okay, require
double
attention
tap to
for
setting.
Face ID. And for voiceover users, you mainly need this turned off, and it will be turned off when you first set up your iPhone with Face ID.
Off. Alert. Requiring attention makes Face ID more secure.
So requiring attention makes Face ID more secure, i.e. you're physically looking at the phone.
If you turn this off, Face ID will unlock your iPhone even if your eyes are not clearly open and looking at the screen.
Yeah, we know that.
Cancel. Button. Okay.
Okay.
Button. Passcode.
So that's turned
passcode.
Off.
0 of 4 values
and
entered.
And I've got to put in my wife's temporary passcode.
Require attention for Face ID. Off.
Okay, so that's all I need to do. If I flick to the right.
TrueDepth camera will provide an additional level of security by verifying that you're looking at iPhone before unlocking. Some sunlight attention aware features. On. TrueDepth camera will check for attention before dimming the display or lowering the volume of alerts.
That's just the rest of the screen. Let's go and set up Face ID. So I guess you can two-finger scrub to come back out.
General. Back button. Settings. Back button.
And two-finger scrub again.
Settings. Heading.
Okay, and let's flick down to Face ID.
Search. Ellen Wood. Aeroplane. Wi-Fi. Bluetooth. Mobile. Personal hot. VPN. Service. Notification. Control Center. Do not disturb. General. Display and brightness. Wallpaper. Sounds and haptic. Siri insert. Face ID and passcode. Button.
There it is. Face ID and passcode.
Passcode. Passcode. 0 of 4 values entered.
Type in my wife's temporary passcode again.
Settings. Back button.
And flick through.
Face ID and passcode. Heading. Use Face ID 4. Heading.
Okay, use Face ID 4.
iPhone unlock. On.
iPhone unlock.
Double tap to toggle setting.
Currently on. You can double tap turn it off.
Apple Pay. On.
Apple Pay is currently
double tap to
on.
iTunes and App Store. On.
iTunes and
double
App
tap to
Store
toggle
on.
Setting. Safari autofill. On.
Safari autofill on.
iPhone can recognize the unique three-dimensional features of your face to allow secure access to apps and payments. About Face. Attention. Heading. Require attention for Face ID. Off.
Yeah, so it's double off, turn off in accessibility settings.
TrueDepth camera will provide an additional level of security by their attention aware features. On. TrueDepth camera will check for attention. Reset Face ID. Button.
Okay, now I'm going to have to choose Reset Face ID because my wife's already set up her face already. And at the moment, you can only set up one Face ID at a time. Whereas with the Touch ID, you can have multiples. Hopefully in the future, Apple will allow multiple faces to unlock the phone. All right, so double tap on that.
Selected. Reset Face ID. Set up Face ID. Button.
Set up Face ID. Double tap.
Cancel. Button.
And flick to the right.
Animation of a head gently moving in an outward facing circle. How to set up Face ID. Heading. First, position your face in the camera frame. Then move your head in a circle to show all the angles of your face. Get started. Button.
And get started. And I'm going to turn my head round in a clockwise
position your face within the frame. Head position correctly. Starting first scan. Hold the device in front of your face at a distance of 25 to 50 centimeters. Reposition your head position correctly. Starting first scan. 12%. 62% completed. 80. 100% completed.
There we go.
First Face ID scan complete. Heading.
Okay, let's do it again. Flick to the right.
Continue. Button.
Double tap and continue.
Continue. 12% completed. 38% completed. 62% completed. Reposition your face within the frame. 75% completed. 100% completed.
There we go. Back to the right.
Done. Button.
And double tap on done.
Done. Reset Face ID. Button.
All right. So that means when my wife gets home, she's going to have to put her face back in again, so to speak. Let me flick up from the bottom of the screen.
Calendar.
Home. Okay. Let's lock the phone. With the side button, i.e. power button on the side. And if I wake up the phone by just pressing the side button.
9:11 a.m.
Flick up. There we go.
Monday,
phone's unlocked using Face ID.
Double
very nice.
Open.
Now, because there's actually no physical home button, what Apple has done is transferred the functions that the home button used to do onto the side button. Let me just press the side button 3 times. 1, 2, 3.
VoiceOver off.
So that's our voiceover triple click home now. So it's rather than saying triple click home, it's now a triple click side button. So if I press the side button again 3 times, 1, 2, 3.
Voiceover on, calendar.
So remember that you can actually change how fast you need to press that side button now to make it a little bit easier. So let's go back into accessibility settings. Hey Siri, open accessibility settings.
Here, settings.
Whoops, I just set the other iPhone off. Well, let me flick down.
Accessibility, vision. Heading.
And what we want to get to is side button.
VoiceOver, zoom, magnifier, display, speech, larger text, bold text, button shape, increase contrast, reduce motion, on slash off, Face ID and interaction, reachability, to bring the top into, switch control, assistive touch, touch accommodation, side button, button.
There we go, side button, double tap on that.
Selected, accessibility, back button.
And it's the same deal except it's the side button rather than the home button. So if I flick through.
Side button, heading, click speed, heading.
Click speed.
Selected, default.
Default.
Slow.
Slow if I double tap on it.
Selected. Slow.
Pulse, pulse. So it does the 3 pulses to let you know how fast it is.
Slowest.
And slowest, double tap on that.
Selected. Slowest.
Pulse, pulse, pulse.
Adjust the speed required to double or triple click the side button.
Okay, adjust the speed to double click or triple press the side button. So if I flip back again.
Selected. Slowest. Slow.
Go to slow.
Selected. Slow.
Pulse, pulse, pulse. Flip back to the left.
Default.
And default.
Selected. default.
Pulse. So it's quite quick. Let me just show you something else in this accessibility screen for the side button. Do your two-finger scrub
general,
come out.
Back button.
And of course, what I'm talking about
side button,
is
button,
right down the bottom.
3D touch. Tap to keyboard. Shake to undo. Vibration. Call audio. Hearing. MFI. LED. Mono. Phone noise. Noise cap. 50%. Adjust the audio. Hearing aid. Media. Subtitles and audio. Learning. Guided accessibility shortcut.
Is accessibility button. Shortcut. So rather than assigning it to the home button, you're assigning it to the side button or the power button. So double tap on that.
Accessibility.
If I flick to the right.
Accessibility shortcut. Triple click the side button for heading.
Triple click the side button for
assistive touch.
Assistive touch, which I haven't got on.
Reorder assistive touch button.
Reorder draggable. Assistive touch. Now remember, if you've double got more than one of these,
then drag to rearrange.
It's going to come up with the access dialog box where you can choose multiple. But if you're a voiceover user, you only want one chosen, so you can use triple click side button, turn it on and off.
Classic invert colors. Reorder classic invert color filters. Reorder reduce white point. Reorder smart invert colors. Reorder switch control. Reorder selected voiceover.
And as you can tell, I've got voiceover selected.
Reorder voiceover. Zoom.
And then we've got zoom.
Reorder zoom.
And that's the bottom of the screen. All right. So I'm just going to do a two-finger scrub to keep things nice and tidy.
Center of screen. Accessibility shortcut. Voiceover button. Settings. Back button. Settings. Heading.
And drag up on the bottom of the screen.
Calendar.
I'm going to show you a bit of an issue with voiceover practice. Let me invoke voiceover practice with a four-finger double tap.
Starting help. To stop help, perform a four-finger double tap or two-finger scrub or press escape on the keyboard.
Okay, now you can practice most of those bottom, top, side gestures except one, which is a bit of an issue. So if I drag my finger from the bottom of the screen.
Short slide from the bottom edge. Go home.
Okay, short slide from the bottom edge. Go home. Do the same thing again, but I'm going to do a long drag this time.
Long slide from the bottom edge. Show app switcher.
Okay, long slide from the bottom edge. App switcher. Let's do the same thing from the top.
Short slide from the top edge. Show control center.
Short slide from the top edge. Show control center, which is perfectly fine. And of course, this is the one that doesn't work for notification center currently as of version iOS 11.2.
Long slide from the bottom edge. Show app switcher.
Okay, long slide from the bottom edge. That should actually be long slide from the top edge. Show notification center. So there's currently something missing in that voiceover practice. So two-finger scrub to come out.
Two-finger scrub. Escape the current context. Stopping help.
All right, now if you can't remember those drag gestures, remember that you've still got the hints in the voiceover settings in accessibility. So if we do, hey Siri, open voiceover settings.
Settings, accessibility, back button, voiceover, on. Voiceover speaks items on the screen. Tap once to select an item. Double tap to activate the selected item. Swipe three fingers to scroll. Slide one finger up from the bottom edge until you feel the first vibration to go home.
Okay, slide one finger up from the bottom of the screen for home.
Slide one finger up from the bottom edge further until you feel the second vibration to bring up the app switcher.
That's for the app switcher.
Slide one finger up from the bottom until you feel the first vibration, then swipe down to bring the top into reach.
That's for reachability.
Voiceover practice button.
I don't know why they've included the home, the app switcher, and the reachability, but they haven't put in the control center and notifications. I'm assuming because if you didn't know, you can still use your standard three fingers flick up and down from the status line to get to your control center and notification center. While we're still in here, one thing I wanted to show you is, given the fact that this physically is a smaller phone, but it's a larger screen area because we don't have a home button, brailing on this is actually really, really nice. So let me just flick down.
Messenger.
That's my wife's notifications going off. Let me flick down.
Speaking rate. Speech. Verbosity.
To braille. The rotor.
Rotor. Button.
And double tap on the rotor.
Selected. Voiceover. Back button.
And I want to go and find braille to put it in the rotor to use it.
Rotor. Heading. Selected. Characters. Reorder characters. Selected. Reorder word. Selected. Reorder line. Selected. Lines. Reorder. Selected. Speaking rate. Reorder volume. Reorder audio ducking. Reorder punctuation. Reorder sounds. Reorder hints. Reorder braille screen input.
Okay, and there's braille screen input. So double tap on that.
Selected. Braille screen input.
Let me just keep it nice and tidy. Two finger scrub.
Accessibility. Back button.
Two finger scrub again.
General. Back button.
And again.
Settings. Back button.
And one more time.
Settings. Heading.
And drag up on the bottom of the screen.
Quick. Calendar.
All right. So, hey Siri, open notes.
Notes.
Four finger tap at the bottom of the screen.
New note button.
Double tap on new note.
Note. Text field is editing. Character mode.
And
insertion point at start.
I'll put my phone down on the MacBook here. Two finger rotate.
Words.
For a rotor.
Speaking rate. Rail screen input. Landscape. Home button to the left. Tabletop mode. Six dot. At any time, you can calibrate the dot positions by touching and lifting the three right-hand fingers, then touching and lifting the three left-hand fingers immediately afterwards.
Okay, now that's interesting because it said home button, which is actually no longer correct because there's actually no home button. So again, I guess they haven't updated the code for the help information for voiceover to make it relevant to the iPhone X. Calibrate this, so right three fingers, then left three fingers.
Dot positions calibrated.
Okay, and if I just type
O-D-A-Y, space, today.
Today is space,
is
Monday.
M-O-D-A-Y.
Full stop.
Space, Monday.
Okay, it really is a really good size screen to braille on with the braille input keyboard. So it's actually got more room than my iPhone 8 Plus, which is a 5.5-inch screen. And it, of course, it's definitely got a lot more room than my iPhone 6S, which has only got a 4.7-inch screen. So if you're concerned about the fact that even though the home button's gone, but it's physically a smaller phone, keep in mind yet again that because it's a Because it's a 5.8-inch screen, you've got stacks of room to braille on. Let me just do a two-finger rotate to come back out of that. There we go. Come back out of the braille input screen. Okay, and drag off from the bottom of the screen.
Calendar.
And we're back to the home screen. Now, remember with the iPhone 8 and the iPhone 10, I happen to have my Belkin Up charger, so I can literally just put it on the wireless charger, and you heard the blink sound to know it's charging. So that's nice and charging on the Belkin wireless charger now. Keep in mind that you can charge through a 3mm case. All right, so that's wireless charging. And the other really cool thing I've got here as well, let me just go and grab it from the back here, is, now this is probably something that should have come included with the iPhone 10. I can't see why not, and that is the fast 29-watt charger that you can get to fast charge a iPhone 8, iPhone 10, iPad Pro, or still charge your other iOS devices at the slower speed of charging. And of course, you also then also have to buy the cable that goes with the 29-watt charger. And that's the USB-C to Lightning cable as well. So all up in Australian dollars is around about $104, I believe. What's that? $69 Australian for the USB-C 29-watt charger. And $35 Australian for the USB-C to Lightning cable. I've kind of got the iPhone 10 plugged into the actual mixer at the moment. So if I just take that out and plug the USB-C to Lightning cable in the bottom. Okay, I'm now fast charging the iPhone 10. That's now fast charging the iPhone 10, which is really, really good. And as I said, it does work with my iPhone 8 Plus as well. And of course, my iPad Pro 12.9-inch sitting here as well. So let me just take that out for the moment, put it aside, and grab my little Lightning to 3.5mm adapter that I've got for the mixer. There we go. I should have speech going back through the mixer now.
Contacts.
Which I do. I just want to get back to the side button again, a brief moment. If I hold in the... Hello, Siri. And release.
A somewhat personal question.
I just said hello, Siri. Let me do it again. Hello, Siri. Who am I?
You're Ellen. That's what you told me. Anyway.
Yeah, I know. I know you think I'm Ellen, but I'm not. All right. So that's all well and good. If you do the volume up and side buttons together, I've just done a screenshot. Button. And if I hold in the volume down and the side button.
Emergency SOS.
We've got emergency SOS. If I flick back to the left.
Slide to power off.
Slide the power off. Flick back to the right.
Emergency SOS.
Emergency SOS.
Cancel. Button.
Cancel.
Cancel.
And that's button. It. All right. So double tap on cancel.
Passcode field. 04 values entered.
And it's come up with our passcode field.
Calendar.
What you actually get in the box with the iPhone 10. As I said, you do not get the 29-watt fast charger and the USB-C to Lightning cable. You just get the normal charger and Lightning cable. Because the iPhone 10 doesn't have a 3.5mm headphone jack, you get the Lightning to 3.5mm adapter also in the box. You get the iPhone 10, funnily enough, which I believe comes in 64 and 256 gigs. This particular one is my wife's, and she's got the 256 gig version, the SIM ejection tool, a little getting started guide, and then also you get the EarPods with the Lightning connector. That's EARPods. Don't get too excited. It's not the AirPods, AIRPods. The sound quality is pretty good. It's more bass on the iPhone 10. This is my iPhone 8. Let's have a look. Hey Siri, play Darude Before the Storm.
Sure. Here's Before the Storm by Darude.
Shh. Okay, now let's turn it up. See how loud it goes. Okay, so that's my iPhone 8 Plus. Let's put that down and let's grab the iPhone 10. Now let's do the same thing. Play Before the Storm by Darude.
Sure. Here's Before the Storm by Darude.
Okay, let's turn it up. So let me turn VoiceOver off actually.
VoiceOver off.
And let's head back on again. Two-finger double tap to stop it. All right, so it probably didn't come across in the recording too well. Sound a little bit loud. Of course, you've got stereo speakers both in the iPhone 10 and in the iPhone 8 and 8 Plus that I've currently got. Just one final point. I should actually say this phone, the iPhone 10, actually feels really nice to hold in the hand. It's a little bit heavier than my iPhone 8 Plus. But I think because the fact that it's really compact and you've got a bigger battery in it, but it does feel really nice to hold in your hand. I love the feel of this, particularly with the AutoBox cover on it. So it is a really nice phone. My wife, and I haven't covered this in the demo, has been going on and on about the lovely screen because it's OLED screen. The fact that it takes really, really nice photos for the camera. And of course, and emojis, because they're sided type orientated things, so I haven't bothered covering them in this demo. But hopefully that's enough to give you a bit of an overall feeling of the iPhone 10. And the other reason why I haven't gone into too much detail is because the iPhone 10, from an accessibility point of view, has been done on other podcasts like Jonathan Mosen's Blindside and the Tech Doctor's blog and podcast, but I primarily wanted to actually do this as a bit of a historical record for myself, and the fact that once my wife gets her iPhone 10, and this afternoon as I'm doing this recording, I probably won't get it back again to do a podcast on it. So I thought I'd better take it while the going's good and just do this brief only one podcast on the iPhone 10. But anyway, that's me done, and as always, thanks for listening, and bye for now.